Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Melissa and James here with you. We hope you're having a good morning.
Yep, yep, yep.
We got good stuff coming up for you. Gonna get into some entertainment news in a moment. And a little bit after that, we're going to get into the grossest foods. What are the grossest foods? We want to hear from you, everybody. 424-2600 is a phone number. Call up and join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you.
Hopefully you've already eaten your breakfast.
Yes. Good point, Melissa. Yes. There's no segue for something like this. We are fortunate to do a live radio show, and when that happens, we're able to touch on live breaking events. And we do have to send our hearts, our feelings, our thoughts to the people of Baltimore and Maryland.
Yes.
With the Baltimore Bridge collapse that happened this morning.
Yeah.
If you have not seen the video, if you have not caught up on that yet, tragedy as a Singapore tanker ran into a bolt of the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
As a city boy, one of the things I love is infrastructure, is architecture. My Uncle Ralph was an architect, a very good one in Chicago, and grew up loving buildings and the build what human beings can do with their hands.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. We've normalized it, but it's incredible. You look at the aqueducts in Rome, you look at some of the things that we've done with our hands, it's just phenomenal. Human beings are also in charge of keeping an eye on these things. And while this was something that did not collapse on its own, it was not an infrastructure thing. This bridge was given an okay, basically. Like out of 1 through 10, it was given a 5 or a 6. And it is another example of how we need more funding. We need more money put into infrastructure in this country.
Mm-hmm. All over this country.
Yeah. Yeah. Just feel for everybody involved with that. Wishing them the best. Wishing them well. We have to get into a couple of entertainment topics here, Melissa. We'll go ahead and jump right in. Wishing Arnold Schwarzenegger well. He had surgery last Monday to become a little bit more of a machine.
Oh.
He got a pacemaker put in at the age of 76. But that was Arnold's line, and I think that's a pretty good one from the Terminator himself. That's pretty well played. He had bioscopic aortic valve. Put in. He previously had open heart surgery in 97 to have his pulmonary and aortic valves replaced. But since they don't last forever, he had to go get one replaced in 2018 and the other in 2020. Arnold says,
now he's got a pacemaker.
Yeah, Arnold said he needed the pacemaker because the scar tissue from his last surgery had been giving him an irregular heartbeat the last few years.
That's no good.
He says he's doing great, and by the end of last week, he was with Jane Fonda in an environmental event. Quote, I can't do my serious training in the gym for a while, but I will be 100% ready for FUBAR Season 2 next month. So he's getting ready for his next acting gig at the age of 76.
Yeah, 76. Wow.
It's kind of funny. This came up the other day with Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's actually, like, him and Danny DeVito had a funny moment at the Oscars where, because they both played Batman villains and they were joking how the bat got them. And then Michael Keaton's in the audience and they're staring daggers at Michael Keaton and Michael Keaton staring daggers at them. But it was really funny. It was the three of them are actually friends and everything, but they played up the bit really well. A shout out to Michael Keaton, who did not know they were going to do that and played right along.
Played along.
But so I'm talking with other actors about this, and we're discussing Arnold Schwarzenegger and his career. And he's such a great example of training and working at a craft, and you can get better at it. Watch Arnold Schwarzenegger's first movie, well, technically his second movie, but he was Conan the Barbarian.
Mm-hmm.
And he's horrible. He will tell you this himself. He does a very, very bad job. But then watch him in Terminator. Terminator, he's just an action star. He's just running around killing people and everything and being a machine and all that. There's no emotion given. None.
Right. And he's, that takes effort.
Yeah. Yeah. It takes training. Like the work that he did on that, you watch other people that do roles like that and playing machines or things, and there's an actual art to it. and everything he does after that. I'm not saying that he's a thespian. I'm not saying he's Oscar caliber or something like that. He's
definitely a bodybuilder.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Thank you, Melissa. Mm-hmm. The world he's coming from and where he has gone, like his comedic timing, is not a tumor. It's like his ability to make fun of himself, like a lot of these things. Like it's, I don't know. He's one of the better stars we've had, as it turns out. And he's still going. I think that's kind of cool. And I don't think we really get a chance to appreciate some of these guys. I look at Bruce Willis and I see now that we're starting to where he doesn't even know it. He doesn't know that we're appreciating him. It's cool. It's fun to be able to appreciate these people while they're still with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad he is. I'm glad he's doing all right. Mr. Schwarzenegger. this is I don't know what to do with this one. It's just interesting. So here's something you probably didn't know about The Price is Right. They're totally prepared in the event that you kind of have you can't control yourself or you can't hold it.
Oh yeah.
Okay. You get excited on stage, things are getting a little out of hand, and before you know it,
tears are running down your leg?
Yes, exactly. former producer Mike Richards said, quote, they had a system in place in case someone went number one in their pants. Quote, I never saw it happen, but there were curtains and a blow dryer and a pair of sweats just in case, since we'd have to get on with the show.
Oh, that's great.
I want to know that, because something had to have happened. It's not like they were like the early days of The Price is Right and they're like, okay, so we got to have these prizes for this, these prizes for that. Do we have something in case somebody goes number one? Do we? Something had to have happened for them to realize they needed this.
If you watch how excited people get when they get chosen, I mean, it makes sense.
Absolutely. 100% it makes sense. Yes. I just never thought one second about it.
And
I watched
then on TV, on stage.
I've never thought a second about this before, but now it's hilarious to me. Richards also produced Jeopardy, and you might remember him as Alex Trebek's replacement for a hot minute. He got removed because of the stuff he'd previously said on a podcast and some other things. But so some of what he's saying, people are taking with a grain of salt. But this has already been confirmed by current Price is Right producers. I'm trying to think of other precautions that they have for game shows. There's got to be some. There's got to be other kind of.
You got to have your traditional emergency, you know, preparedness, first aid kit.
Yeah.
An AED. emergency exits. But then there's the other things.
Right. Well, something for, fainting. And definitely the bathroom, like they've got to have a working bathroom at every one of these places.
Oh, I mean, absolutely.
Well, I mean, one not just for staff, contestants
can use.
Because
they have an entire audience there.
And oftentimes you're sitting in that place for a while. You're sitting in there for, like with the Conan show, we had guests, people, you know, the people in the crowd, they would come in maybe an hour, 45 minutes early, sitting there and just waiting.
Because it's probably not. Is it general seating? You don't have an assigned seat, so you want to get there early so you get a good seat.
Well, not just
and then
that.
On The Price is Right, if you get called up and you're not there, like what would?
Oh yeah. Oh, I never thought of that. Oh, that would be devastating. That would be rough. Oh, that'd
probably
be rough.
Can't get to the bathroom and back during a commercial break.
Yeah, well, there. So again, I don't know how this worked with other shows, but the Conan show, we filmed that on the Berkeley lot, and there was about 60 studios on there. So at any given time, there's about 30 shows being filmed, and you would see a line of people oftentimes for a particular show. Even if you didn't know what the show was, there was a line of people for it. You just figure it's a game show. So like with talk shows, game shows, any daytime TV, really, you're waiting in line for about an hour or so, and then you're sitting in the studio for about an hour or so until things actually even get going.
Yeah.
Get going is probably not the way I should have put that, but want to remind everybody that we've got a really fun one lined up for you right now. We've got the Civic Media statewide Ride into Spring Text to Win challenge going on. It's a fun one that we're having a great time with, and it's not only a way for us to celebrate the spring around the corner, but to celebrate the best listeners in radio, all of you.
Mm-hmm. because we want to give you prizes.
Yes.
It's fun to give stuff away.
Mm-hmm. But we're kind of, we're really into giving things away, so we're not just going to do it like once a day. No. We're doing this 4 times a day.
4 times to get into the running.
Mm-hmm.
At 7, 10, 1, and 3, you're going to hear a word. Mm-hmm. And then you just text that word through our Civic Media app, which you can download for free anywhere you get your apps. And text that word in, and you will be entered to win, potentially, an mm-hmm. overnight stay at Chula Vista mm-hmm. in Wisconsin Dells.
Yeah.
And entered to win one of 2 grand prizes that include new bikes, outdoor patio, furniture, and some kind of awesome blender.
Yeah, this thing is awesome.
It's like 3-in-1.
Yeah, it's a wicked blender. get in on this, everybody, and thank you to everyone who has already downloaded the Civic Media app. That's all you got to do. Download the Civic Media app, choose your favorite local radio station, WFHR, and go ahead and text the word to us.
Mm-hmm.
Be listening for that Civic Media Ride in the Spring statewide text to win contest word at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. We'll have that for you. And then at 1 and 3 today.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, we're doing this up until Friday, everybody. So 7, 10.
Just until Friday?
Yep, just until Friday. That's all you got. Just until Friday.
But that's 4 chances every day between now and then.
And be sure to download the Civic Media app. It's a great way to keep us with you. You can get us in wherever you are. And, man, I'm telling you, when it comes to apps, this thing is amazing. You are going
to
enjoy it.
It's easy to use. It's easy to find your station. You can choose your home station and make us your favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Encourage you to do so. And, again, thank you to everybody who already has downloaded the app.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a quick time out, check in with our partners. We come back. Which of these foods is the grossest? We're going to get into this survey, and we want to hear from all of you. What do you think is the grossest foods? 715-424-2600 on the Civic Media app. You're just a touch away.
One button dialing.
Yeah. We'll be back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back to the morning show, everybody. Melissa and James hanging out with you at Locally Grown Radio.
I'm not aware of too many things. I know what I know if you know what I mean.
Kind of know what you mean. Sort of. We got some good stuff lined up for you. Take it to the top of the hour. Going to get into a couple of things before we wrap up today. I want to touch on these millennial parents. How many of them think they're doing a good job? We've got a That Ain't Right story for the ages coming up and some good stories of the day. We're going to touch on some local Easter egg events, too. Easter egg hunts going on.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for the adult Easter egg hunt. I'm still waiting on that. We'll get into this one right now, Melissa. The grossest foods. Yes.
Oh, good.
It's Easter season, which means there's a decent chance you might encounter some like black jelly beans or something like that.
Oh, black jelly beans are amazing.
Some people don't like them. A recent survey told us that. A recent survey asked people about several controversial foods and wanted to know whether you think they're nasty or delicious.
And are these all Easter related?
No. Just a quick glance at the list. No, but that's a good question. Since I don't see mine on the list here, I'm going to go ahead and throw mine out there. And it's not black jelly beans. It's just beans. Just period beans.
Oh, you don't like beans.
I don't like
no
the texture.
Legumes for you.
Mm-mm. Don't like the texture. Don't like the taste. I like jelly beans. That's as close as I get.
Well, those are sugar.
Yeah,
protein.
Yeah. Yeah, you can pretty much lock me into anything sugar related. But I'm that's just not my. Don't like them. Don't like them.
Have you tried all of them though? Have you ever had edamame?
Yeah, I think as a kid, but I don't remember. So I probably should try them as an adult. Yeah.
We had some amazing roasted edamame with garlic at a Japanese restaurant in Arizona while we were there. They were awesome. It's like they're like peas in a pod.
Sounds tempting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, let's hear from you, everybody. 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. What do you think is your grossest foods? We'll start at number 13 here and work our way up. Number 13, 5% of people think that carrots are gross.
5%? Well, that's a pretty low number.
Specifically cooked carrots. They're talking about specifically cooked carrots.
Well, that definitely changes the texture of the carrot.
Yeah. How about broccoli? Broccoli? 9% say it's gross.
It's funny that the first two are vegetables.
Yeah, not too surprising.
I suppose not.
I will say, I broccoli cooked, like when it's got a crunch to it or whatever, oh, I love it. That's good stuff.
Right. If it's, if either of those vegetables or any vegetable period pretty much are overcooked, you know, by themselves, yeah, they're going to be gross.
Yeah.
Because you cooked them to mush. Mm. Sorry, Mom. I don't like your asparagus.
pickles come up on the list. 16%. Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Aaron doesn't like pickles. But I think pickles are amazing.
I like pickles, yeah. Now, I'll say this, though. I don't really like pickles on my burger. I don't, and I couldn't tell you exactly why. But I like pickles on their own. I like them more on their own than I do with like other things.
And there's a lot of different kinds of pickles. You know, some people like bread and butter pickles. Some people like sweet pickles. My grandma used to make amazing refrigerator pickles.
Mm. I have to eat kosher pickles. That's the only kind I eat. As long as they're kosher, I'm okay.
We had to take 6 big jars of pickles down to Arizona for Karen, Aaron's aunt, Karen. Mm. She only, you know, she likes the Milwaukee pickles, and you can't get them in Arizona.
Oh, I can't tell you how many times we used to do things like that, going back and forth around the country. Yeah, I love doing that kind of stuff.
Best tasting under the sun. Sorry.
Nicely done. Peas come up next on the list. 16% of people say that those are gross.
I think peas are amazing.
Yeah, I put peas and beans in the same category for me. Yep. Not a fan.
I mean, I think they are both legumes, but peas are very high in protein for a vegetable, and I think they're delicious.
I'm trying to get better. I would say about 5 or 6 years ago, I ate like a 10-year-old. I'm up to about 14 or 15 now. Maybe a well-educated 16-year-old, possibly. I'm working my way up.
There you go.
Getting better. Marzipan shows up on the list, and 18% say it's gross.
Marzipan is a special thing, though.
Yeah.
It's not got a whole lot to it, and it's a dessert. You know, it's traditionally found in confectionery shops across Europe, so we don't come into contact with it a ton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to think of even what, you know, when I've used it last or what I've had with it last or what anything.
You probably haven't.
Yeah.
It's made from ground almonds, sugar, and egg whites, and it's shaped or dyed to look like fruits or vegetables, or it's often used as a decoration piece on other cakes or things, but it's also, you know, just can be straight up served by itself.
Interesting. Next up, sushi. 18% say that's gross.
I like some sushi. I'm not a huge fan of all of the raw sushis. Granted, I haven't tried them all, but I'm far more inclined to try the cooked sushi than I am the raw.
This is another one of those things that I need to get better about and trying more that cuisine, things like that. I really haven't had a lot of it growing up, and haven't, as an adult, really tried a whole lot of different things.
But on St. Patrick's Day, that is when we went to that Japanese restaurant and we had sushi and edamame. And I was talking with Aaron's aunt Karen, and she's like, we had corned beef. It wasn't the greatest. I'm like, yeah, I'd probably take mediocre corned beef over sushi any day.
I do love the idea of having...
But don't tell Aaron that.
No. Sushi on St. Patrick's Day. That's interesting. That's a good one. Tofu shows up next on the list at number 7. 20% say that one.
I am not surprised by that, but a lot of the reason for it, I think, is because they haven't had it in a way, you know, prepared in a way that was tasty to them. Because there's such a broad variety of things that you can do with sushi, with tofu.
Mm-hmm.
You could make sushi out of it.
Nicely done. Some of these, I think of like when tofu first got popular and it first started becoming a thing. And if you tried it then, and you haven't tried it since, I think that's one of those things, too, where you need to give it maybe a chance again. A lot has changed with it since it first started, you know, being popular.
And also have it made by somebody in a specific way that you would like it. You know?
Yeah.
There's such the sky's the limit with the things you can do with tofu.
715-424-2600. Want to hear from you and what you think. Let's check in. What's on your mind? Good morning.
Is this Radio 105.5?
105.5 is our sister station. You can call up our front desk if you want to. There's nobody really over there on the board right now. Can we help you with something?
Is this the out of Wisconsin Rapids, that station?
Yes.
You guys, is this a radio station that plays classic country?
We play a wide variety of country music over there, yes.
Okay. Didn't you used to play all the time classic country?
Yeah, we used to. We used to play a lot more classic country over there, yes.
Could you play even more?
We might be able to. We can talk to the people in charge of that.
Instead of this new country?
We'll see.
My husband and I like to listen to it when we're relaxing.
All right.
Well, and we used to grow up in the classic country music.
Right on. Well, we appreciate the feedback. That's how we know what to play is from all of you. So I appreciate the feedback.
Absolutely.
Thanks for calling up, and you have a good morning.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. 715-424-2600 is our phone number over here. If you want to call up and join us about the nastiest foods you've had.
Do you like tofu?
Or if you want to call up and talk about another radio station, I guess we can do that too.
It is our sister station.
It is.
That
I know.
True.
It was a joke. I was just trying to tease.
And it's your voice, James. Your voice is on both of them.
Ooh, that's tricky. That is tricky. That is tricky. Number six on the list, mushrooms.
Yeah. I'm not surprised that one is as high on the list as it is. And I know you don't like mushrooms, and it's a texture thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But there are also a variety of mushrooms. Most people, though, that we commonly encounter here are the button mushrooms, the white mushrooms, or Bella mushrooms.
Yeah.
Right? Bella?
Yeah, yeah, I think so, yeah. I've cooked mushrooms before, but I haven't really eaten them much since I was a kid. And that's another one of those ones where I've got to try, you know, as an adult, and try the different ways that they're prepared and everything.
You know what you should try is a marinated portobello mushroom burger. It's basically the mushroom replaces the burger on the sandwich, and it's amazing.
I would try that.
And for vegetarians, mushrooms are a very common meat replacement.
Oh, I can see that.
You can make it taste pretty much like meat.
That's impressive. That is pretty cool to figure that out. And we get into the top five now. Raisins come in at number five. 26% say they are gross. Wow.
Really?
I'm not huge on raisins, but I've never thought they were gross.
I think it also depends on, you know, like, are they in something? Because sometimes raisins in something, like, I don't like raisins in rice pudding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could see that.
No.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I think raisins are gross when you're grabbing a cookie and you think it's chocolate chip, but it turns out raisin.
Oatmeal raisin?
Yeah, yeah. That's the only time I think it's a, that's when they trick
me. Yeah.
There's nothing like being tricked by sweets. You just don't know what
to
do.
When a dried fruit replaces your sugar, I can see you hating that, James.
Mm-hmm. Number four on the list, beets. 30%.
Beets.
I think they're gross.
Oh, I think beets are amazing.
I don't know.
Have you ever had pickled beets?
No. I'm really struggling here to think of when in my life I've even had beets, like even in general. Like, I don't know. I had to have had beets at some time in my life.
That was one of the staple foods that we had in our pantry as a kid because my mom used to plant green beans and beets, a lot of them, in the garden. And so then we would can them. So kind of our poverty go-to meal was a quart jar of green beans and a quart jar of beets. And you heat them up, and that's dinner.
Wow.
But it's good. It's kind of like a comfort meal now.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet it is. I bet it is. I could see that. I can't believe this, though. This is the first food we've come across in all these foods we've talked about that I don't even know if I've had. Like, most of this stuff I had as a kid, because my mother really did try to give me a full palate. She really did. She was going up against, an impossible force.
Very stubborn James.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I might have to try some beets. Might have to try some. Number three on the list, olives. 32% say they're gross. They didn't specify which kind, though, green, black, or anything like that.
I love olives, too. Sometimes I will have them as a snack in the afternoon. Just open up a jar of green olives and pop a few.
like a lot of people out there growing up, we didn't have a lot of money for snacks and things. So my sister, I've mentioned before, she loved pickles and pickle juice. That's what she would do. My brother, it was olives. Nick loved olives. And I asked him like a couple months back, I was like, Nick, you still eating olives? And he sends me a text of a picture of just like two bottles of olives in his refrigerator.
And there's a variety of olives too. I mean, within like green olives, because green olives are the same as black olives. They're just not ripe, I believe. I don't actually know, so I shouldn't speak to that. But there are a variety of green olives, I know, and they taste different.
Number two on the list, blue cheese. 42% think that's gross.
I'm surprised it's blue cheese and not any of the other stinkier cheese varieties. Yeah,
there's plenty to choose from when it comes to smelly cheeses and everything. I'm a little surprised myself because that just seems like a popular one. And number one on the list for grossest foods is black licorice. 59% say that's gross.
Oh, that's funny.
I know quite a few people that like black licorice, actually.
I'm surprised that there are some of the other things that didn't make the list, like cilantro.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, there's the variety. There's basically two sectors of people when it comes to cilantro. People who like it and people who think it tastes like soap or Windex or, you know, whatever chemical flavor they associate it with.
Guacamole, I think, is one. I'm not surprised to see it on the list because it's so popular, but I do know a number of people that, as popular as it is, it's just as unpopular for some.
Asparagus is another one.
Oh, good one.
Didn't make the list.
Yes. That's a good one.
And since we're in this season and you mentioned black licorice, what about Peeps?
Oh, Peeps didn't make the list. That's impressive, actually. Peeps not on the list. Wow.
Yeah, but it is a very seasonal thing.
Yeah. Yeah. You're probably right about that. It is a seasonal thing. Although I was just thinking that Christmas, and around Christmas you get them too a little bit, but even that is a seasonal thing.
They're mostly associated with Easter. Marshmallow Peeps.
Yeah. If you're curious about the complete list, you can go to BuzzFeed.com and check that out. I encourage you to do so. We're going to get to our state and local news and some sports when we come back. The 10 most stressed out states in America.
Hey, hopefully it's not ours.
Yeah. we're gonna be on pins and needles until we find out.
And just to save you the suspense, black and green olives are the same fruit.
Ah, we know now.
The black ones are just riper.
More great information coming to you like that from Melissa at our news break right here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Take me down. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're having a very calm, relaxed, stressless morning, easing into your day, smoothly getting in started, because we're going to talk a little stress right now. If you're stressed out, Does good music make you feel better? What do you do to kind of unstress? It might be a good idea to keep that in mind. Wellness brand just released a ranking of the most and least stressed states in America. And it's based on 16 factors that are grouped into four categories: money stress, work stress, health stress, and family stress.
Okay.
And Tennessee was named the most stressed state.
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, and especially once you hear the top 10, Melissa: Tennessee, Alabama, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Nevada, South Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, West Virginia, and Indiana. Some parallels with a lot of those states, like a lot of these lists we do, our southern states tend to be hit hard with some of this.
Mm-hmm.
Do have some Midwest states in there, too.
The highest level of poverty in our nation.
Yeah, yeah. Which is something that we're continuing to not only struggle with, but we're trying to, you know, balance, try to get this whole country all on the same page. The 10 least stressed states are North Dakota, Utah, Iowa, Nebraska, Minnesota, South Dakota, Wisconsin,
hey.
Idaho, Wyoming, and Washington. Your least stressed.
A few of those states are not very populated.
Yeah, yeah. That's a very fair point.
In fact, you look at a lot of these. And another interesting thing, almost all of these are cold states, or at least that have cold weather, winter, that kind of thing. So I don't think that I wouldn't have expected that. Wisconsin, out of the 50, ranks 40th in least stressed.
Hey, not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all. And not exactly where I think a lot of us, if I asked you to put where you would, you know, peg Wisconsin in the 50 states, I wonder how many Wisconsinites would say, in the bottom 10.
Yeah, but I guess, I don't know, if you think that, which I agree with you on that, James, what does that say about our nation as a whole?
Yeah. Well, we tend to, you know, only be able to get the perspective from our own angle of things. Mm-hmm. And if you're a Wisconsinite and you're living here in Wisconsin, you're going to probably, and you're really stressed out, you're probably going to think you've got it harder than anybody else. It goes back to that phrase our mothers always love to tell us, you know, there's always somebody out there that has it worse. Mm-hmm. And the reminder of that, hopefully it creates a little more empathy in us. For other people in other states and that, because
mm-hmm.
We do, you know, let me just double check this really quick. Yep. We all have to live together. Turns out we all got to live in the same country together.
Well,
in fact,
we need each other.
Yeah. I was just double checking that, Melissa. And yes, we do need each other. It turns out we can't do this without each other. So we're going to have to work together, everybody, and look out for each other, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it also tells you the one of those really important phrases that has come out in the last handful of years. It's been around forever, but become much more popularized. You never know what's going through another person's mind and heart.
You don't know what they're dealing with on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, yeah. Oftentimes, I think a lot of people wear their feelings on their face, and they may have a look on their face or feeling something, and you may be taking it personal when they don't even know you're in the room. Like, you know, that kind of stuff happens a lot in life, I think. Mm-hmm. And it's part of the reason why communication is so important and why it's so important not to judge, not to think, well, that person's an awful, that person's a real jerk. They didn't even look at me and they didn't even say hi to me. Well, that person might have just had something really devastating happen and they're stuck in their own head.
Yeah.
And
it's a reminder, too, for us to get out of our own heads and to try to have empathy for others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It also, like, I wouldn't have thought of some of these, like, I don't think we think of this stuff very often, as far as like stress and I actually think this is the way they broke this down is pretty darn good. They don't always do that
through those again.
Money stress, work stress, health stress, and family stress.
And those are obviously the top stressors in life.
Yeah. Yeah. It really speaks to, like, just in general life. Like, we've never had more conveniences ever in human history. There are so many things that have never been easier, more accessible.
Technology has made things better and easier, sometimes worse.
It's just incredible where we are. But with that also can come more stresses, or just the stress in general of life can mm-hmm. still be there. And granted, if you are a person listening to this and you have no stressors at all, 715-424-2600, please tell us what it's like to be a ghost. Please, I'd love to know, because I can't think of a human being that could actually have that. I genuinely think that that's one of the most relatable feelings in human existence, is dealing with stress.
Yeah. And to find out how to deal with it is another one of those emotional intelligence stepstones we need to keep working on.
How do you deal with stress out there? I'm asking rhetorically. I didn't mean that to sound specifically to you, Melissa. Put you on the spot there. But 715-424-2600, how do you deal with stresses? How do you lower them? How do you handle them? What are your best ways? I think we've touched on this before. Music is a big one for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
For me, the way my brain works with science and data and facts and numbers and everything, I find that my best way of dealing with it has always been facing it and really dissecting it. Anxiety, stress, these are terms we have given these things as human beings, and we have defined them as human beings, which mm-hmm. means that they can also have some interpretation to them. And to me, anxiety and stress, they're negatives. I don't like feeling them, but I harness them. Mm-hmm. I use them. I have since I was a kid. I found it's the only way to deal with stress and anxiety for myself is to face them and to realize that they are not. I am bigger than them. I have overcome more than this stressful moment. I can do it again. I don't think I've ever turned on this microphone and not been a little nervous. It's one of those things. I find that I care. I'm engaged. The day I turn on this microphone and I'm not a little nervous, I'm not a little. I probably shouldn't be doing this job anymore. And I feel that way about being on stage. I feel that way about a lot of things. It's part of, for me, the tool that I use to get to that place.
Mm-hmm. Well, and for all of us dealing with stress, there's, you know, maybe need to take a break from news. I know that definitely reduced my stress when I was on vacation. I just ignored it for a while. And that's okay. It's okay to take a step back for a moment and take care of yourself, take care of your body. Add, you know, just a few, even if it's 5 minutes, to just unwind and focus on you. I have struggled with that, though. It's like how hard is it to find 5 minutes? It shouldn't be, but it is.
I don't want to push back on this, Melissa, because I'm really glad that you were able to do that, but because I don't like fighting with you or anything. But are you telling me you didn't pay attention to news for a while and the world didn't end? Are you trying to tell me that? Are you trying to tell me that you turned off the news for a little while and the world kept moving? Everything was okay.
Are you still here, James?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Did you pinch yourself?
I did.
Did you feel that pen I threw at you?
I did. Ah, yes, I did. It took a while for it to get here, but yes, it just did. Thank you for that. Ah, right in the ear.
Welcome.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Good shot.
I think that's a really good note, and that's coming from our head of news. to show you the importance of this, as crazy as I am about news, I guarantee you Melissa is more in depth on it than most and does a really, really good job at it too. And you're hearing that from her. I ramble about that all the time, taking a break and, you know, unwinding and those things. I think it's noteworthy from you, and I think it's a great note. We all could use to do that. Trust us, the news will still be there. You can always catch it right here at Civic Media.
That's right. And you can always just catch right back up. It doesn't take long.
Mm-hmm. Mm. We will check in with our partners. We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here. Become our end of song show, Melissa. Just has. Nice. Just has. I don't know. I didn't really intend for it to be, but it just kind of turned into it. We got to wrap up the show here. Take it to the top of the hour. Stick around. Matt and Air on the air coming up for you, everybody. Looking forward to that. We love Jane's show and love what Jane is doing over there. Be sure to support the work she is up to. It's going to be a fun show for you today. We got to get into a That Ain't Right story, Melissa. We haven't had one of these in a little bit. Have you ever pulled an elaborate prank on someone? Well, this guy wasn't. This guy was doing something like that. Covington, Kentucky is where we go. And it's just across the border from Cincinnati. And if you drive through town right now, it's hard to miss the new billboard that just went up. It looks like a Kraft mac and cheese ad at first, but it's just a photo of a guy eating mac and cheese. And the sign says, "This man consumes over 20 gallons of liquid cheese in a year." People thought maybe it was a viral marketing stunt by Kraft, but it turns out it's part of an ongoing prank war between two co-workers. The man on the sign is Jake Laws. He works with a guy named Jonathan Pittman, who recently snapped the photo of him eating mac and cheese at work. Jake showed up at his job last Monday to find Jonathan had handed out T-shirts with the same photo on them, but Jake didn't find out about the billboard until his sister-in-law called him and told him about it.
Okay.
He admits he does eat a lot of cheese, but he's not sure if it's 20 gallons a year. Quote, "I never knew I would ever need to do the math on that." Jonathan rented the billboard for a full month, so it'll be up for another 3 weeks. According to the sign company, 1 month at that location costs over $1,000.
Yikes. Now that's an expensive prank.
I just don't even know what to do with that. That is an incredible prank. That is very well done, sir. All of us pranksters have to up our game now. That is noteworthy. It's pretty good. I'll tell you this right now. That man's single. That man is single. There is no way in the universe you can convince me that his significant other like signed off on that. and you're saying, well, James, maybe he did it and they didn't know about it afterward. It's a billboard. It's $1,000. Yeah, you're going to know that on the bank statement. You're going to see that. Like, hey, honey, notice that you spent $1,200 on a billboard. What are we selling? Are we in business? Do we have a business now?
Are you proposing? Like, what's happening?
Yes, exactly. Oh, that's a good one, though. That's pretty good. That's pretty funny.
It's something. It'll be interesting to see how he wound up some on that.
We are following this story. We are going to see what happens with that. We get to a palate cleanser and our good stories of the day, and it kicks off with Midday Magazine. Be sure to join us today. It's going to be a really fun one. We kick things off at 3 o'clock. Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, going to be with us.
Oh, good.
Got a lot of great local events to fill you in on. Lacey and I are going to do that. Mm-hmm. And then in part two, Jessica is going to be with us from the Family Center.
Nice.
April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. We're going to be talking with the Family Center quite a bit next month when it comes to that category and getting into that and looking forward to it. And, of course, a big shout-out and thank you to our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center and the vital work they are doing over there.
Yes, indeed.
We've got some great stuff coming up for you a little bit later on the dial. Join us tonight at 6 as it is a ball night, Melissa. Milwaukee Bucks hosting the L.A. Lakers. LeBron is out for this game. If you heard Mike Clemens earlier letting us know that no King James for that game. AD going to be there. I believe Giannis is suiting up for this one. Dame Lillard in there. It's going to be a good one. Be sure to catch Bucks basketball right here at WFHR, the home of Milwaukee Bucks basketball. Ooh, yay. That feels good. That feels good.
That sounds important.
Keep in mind, everybody, we will follow Wisconsin women's basketball as they advance. And as Pam was actually filling me in on, I did not get to catch the game last night. Pam was telling me how Wisconsin came back in that game. Go Lady Badgers on Wisconsin. Nice. We will continue to follow them as they go on in the tournament.
Good on them.
That's going to be fun. I want to remind everybody, tomorrow's show is going to be a good one. The morning show is going to be great. We'll have the gang together. Melissa and Seth will be with us. We'll be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. And right. It's live radio. We put the three of us together. Who knows what can happen? We've got some great local Easter egg hunts want to let everybody know about. Our Wisconsin Rapids Kiwanis Club is hosting their 94th annual Kiwanis Easter egg hunt this Saturday at Lincoln High School.
94th.
That is beautiful. That is impressive. A shout out to the Kiwanis.
Yeah.
Lincoln High School, located at 1801 16th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. It will be set up in the staff's parking lot on the north side, parallel to the expressway. Activities will start at 9, and the egg hunt will start promptly at 10 a.m. at the sound of the air horn.
Ooh.
If there is inclement weather, they will move the activities into the Lincoln Gym. They'll have crafts, pictures with Easter Bunny, games, all kinds of stuff.
Fun.
Also want to remind you that there will be an Easter egg hunt in Rudolph at the Village Park on March 30th at 10 a.m. And the annual Grand Rapids Area Merchants Easter Egg Hunt put on by the GRVFD is coming up this Saturday at 10 a.m. at Mid-State Technical College.
There you go.
Arrive early to get parked and meet the Easter Bunny. Equipment will be on display before and after the event from multiple area agencies. And a big shout out to the Grand Rapids Volunteer Fire Department putting this on. We appreciate all the good work that they do in our communities, including events like this.
Absolutely.
And when it comes to events like this, if your organization in the area is hosting an Easter egg hunt, let us know. We want to be able to talk about it like we just did.
I'm going to help support your local organization.
Give Pam a call at 715-424-1300, 424-1300, and let us know about your local events. And speaking of great local events, every first and third Thursday of the month, I want to remind you that Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor get performing. They'll be back at it in a week or so. Be sure to check that out and plenty of more great things at our Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. They're hosting an exhibit right now of local artists. That's going to be going on for quite a while. Be sure to check that out, everybody.
And it's a great place to just stop in and take a moment to de-stress.
Yeah.
Take in some great art or some excellent music.
Got some really great things over there. Encourage you to check those out and support the arts, support local, everybody. Mm-hmm. Appreciate you doing that. Let's take a look at some world good stories, Melissa. A poll found 84% of Americans will go out of their way to, quote, pay it forward whenever they can.
Oh.
The average person
a high percentage.
Yeah, yeah, 84%, I'll take that. The average person estimates that they have 5 generous random acts of kindness moments a week, or 260 a year.
Nice.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Let's try to beat those numbers.
Mm-hmm.
A World War II vet in Texas named Carl Schlesinger just turned 106.
Whoa.
And he offered some practical advice for anyone who wants to make it to that age. Just do your best to not die. I think that Carl, without really intending to, kind of gave us a really good insight in how to live longer life, be able to have a sense of humor.
That's very true.
You got to be able to make fun of yourself in this life.
Laugh at yourself a little bit.
Yep. If you can't laugh at yourself, chances are you don't get the joke. Mm-hmm. If you missed it, check out the viral ad that came out for World Down Syndrome Day last week. It's actress Madison Tevlin from the movie Champions listing stuff people assume she can't do, like living on her own or learning Shakespeare. It's a beautiful video, and it's very informative. The point is more of us assuming people with Down syndrome could do that stuff than maybe they would.
Hmm.
It's a really good commercial. It's very well done. Encourage people to check that out.
That's great.
And a mom in Georgia was driving with her 2 sons when she crashed into a river. And 5 girls from the University of Georgia saved them.
Wow.
4 jumped in while the other called 911. 1 had to do CPR on the youngest kid, but everyone is doing okay.
Oh, that's wonderful.
The woman and her 2 sons got released from the hospital a few days later. She said she planned to meet up with the girls to thank them.
Hmm. Oh, that's great.
Mm. This is always a little bit risky, but an animal control officer near Toronto helped out a skunk with a peanut butter jar stuck on its head.
A skunk.
The skunk is okay and ran off. No word on if anybody got sprayed or not, though.
I think we would know.
Yeah, I feel like that would be in the...
That would have been included.
It does seem like it would be, right? It does.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great story. Mm-hmm. And we want your good stories, everybody. We haven't been able to remind you this in a while, but I want to remind you to get us your good stories of the day. We want them. Yeah. We want local good stories, and we're looking for local heroes. We'll talk about this tomorrow with our friends at Quality Plus Printing, but they have a great local hero promotion going on. We all know local good people. Reach out to our friends at Quality Plus Printing. Reach out to us and let us know. Write up a couple lines and we'll get it to them over Quality Plus Printing. And maybe you'll get your face on a t-shirt and get in on their yearbook.
Yeah. They're heroes.
Mm-hmm. It's a fun one. We'll talk more about it tomorrow on tomorrow's show with Melissa and Seth. Mel, have a great day.
Yeah, you too, James.
Be good to each other. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.